So a few years after Dave Marsh first uses this term, punk rock, the genre exploded into a whole scene. And in 1970s LA, you could see punks taking over Hollywood.
You know, Hollywood is, of course, this neighborhood with lots of labels and studios, and it's where pop was being manufactured. The most unpunk place you can imagine, and then punk takes it over.
Yeah, and punk was this new, raw, pretty inclusive thing at the time. It was being shaped by people of color and by women like Alice Bag from the band The Bags.
And we first heard about Alice through a friend of the show, Julia Alsop.
Hey guys, what's up?
Julia, I've joked before, is basically our official punk rock correspondent at Latino USA.
And Alice was also of great interest to Isabella Regosa, who is a music reporter.
Hey guys.
Hey, she's also a big punk fan, and they're both here to tell us how Alice became Alice.
I got on stage thinking that I was going to sing like, you know, the singers that I'd looked up to, which were all like soul singers, so it's kind of crazy. But when I got on stage, all that went out the window.
And that scream you hear is pure Alice Bag. Alice Bag was the original riot girl, way before Courtney Love or Kathleen Hanna. She often wore pink dresses, ripped fishnets, garters, and chola makeup.
And even wrestled with the moshers.
A total contradiction of how a female performer was expected to act. Before all that, back in the 70s, Alicia Armenadis was a chubby Mexican-American kid growing up in East LA. At school, she didn't fit in.
I was a Spanish speaker, and so it was difficult for me to get along in school because most of my teachers did not speak any Spanish. My father was really supportive of me, told me I could be anything I wanted to be. But he was very abusive towards my mother.
Like a lot of teen misfits, Alicia found solace in music.
But she didn't really see a place for herself in rock and roll, at least not as a musician. She thought her only way in was as a groupie. So she went on a date with this dude.
As I was sitting there talking to the guy, I realized that everything we were talking about was related to him.
You know, his guitar playing, his amps.
And I realized that I didn't want to cater to the rock star. I really felt like I wanted to be the rock star.
So Alicia began taking guitar lessons.
And then two things happened.
She got a hold of a Ramones album.
And she went to a local punk show and started chatting with some kids outside.
And they told us they were the opening band. And as they were telling us they were the opening band, they told us, like, well, we can't play, but we're going to get up there and do it anyway. It was just a wall of noise.
It was the germs.
The audience was getting angry and disgusting and hissing and booing. And then some of them were laughing and clapping and cheering the band on.
Hollywood in the 70s was a no-holds-punk haven. A Chicana like Alicia could fit in because people were accepted no matter their gender, race, sexuality, or class.
Yeah, there was an urgency to be a part of this while it was electric, while it was exciting, while it was just being born.
So Alice and her friends started the Bags.
My favorite band was the Bags.
That's Louis Jacinto. He's a photographer who documented a lot of the early Hollywood punk scene.
Alice would go on stage and all four of them would just start and this frenzy would begin and the audience would just get sucked into it and it was electrifying.
And that was Alice's unique contribution to punk. She was a Latina answer to punk poster boys Sid Vicious and Iggy Pop, who were making noise at the same time Alice was.
The Bags were popular. They were often the first punk band playing bigger established clubs in LA, and they'd sell out two shows in one night sometimes.
But after a few years, Lewis says, the ballsy teenage punk scene of the Hollywood Strip was starting to be pushed out, and a whole new movement was coming in.
The scene changed, and we started getting these skinhead punk boy bands from Orange County who were very misogynist and racist and homophobic. So these skinhead boy bands just ruined everything as usual.
And those are the bands that often get written up in the history of California punk. The early Hollywood punk scene that Alice was part of is often glossed over.
I remember playing a concert and looking out at the audience, and it was mostly white males, and they were engaged with each other in this sort of like football game. You know, they were kind of running into each other, picking fights, and I felt like I didn't want to be the soundtrack to a testosterone party.
By 1980, after 3 years and one formidable EP, the Bags broke up, and Alice was once again an outcast.
Alice Bag was a pioneering Latina punk rocker. She made it okay for women to be aggressive while on stage in pink. And for Alice, being on stage was about much more than just punk.
I felt like I was really connected to the whole universe. So it was this moment where I realized that I had power, not just as myself, but as this part of a bigger entity, which was the people around me, the feeling that we were doing something together and that we could change the course of our lives and the course of history.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big feeling.
So this idea from Riot Girl that came later, that music was more than just music, that it could be transformative, it seems like Alice Bag really embodied this feeling that changing the world is possible from just a stage.
We don't hear about her, you know, in popular culture. How come she's not like on the cover of Rolling Stone? Any documentaries about punk, it's always like Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill representing the female empowerment that made it okay to be aggressive, bringing girls to the front of the stage. You know, they can mosh with the guys if they want to or whatever. So in the 70s, Alice doing this, I was pretty much blown away.
Yeah, I mean, for Alice, punk and music was about creating community and connecting to people beyond yourself. It's kind of that old school hippie power of the people, but dressed up as punk, I guess.
Ms. Julia Alsop and Ms. Isabella Regosa, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
By the way, Alice Bag is also the author of two books and a retired bilingual school teacher. After a long hiatus, she released a solo album last year and is currently working on her second. We're actually listening to some of her music right now. This is a song called Little Hypocrite.